Congressional Budget Office, according to Joe Biden, is the gold standard. At least that's what he used to tell us. When it came to scoring things, the expense of different programs and initiatives by the government. Well, the CBO score has come back $367 billion added to the deficit in the $1.75 trillion spending debacle that they claim would be paid for. But they won't look at that. They'll dismiss it. They'll try to smear over it and act like they didn't really say that and so on and so forth. My next guest, Tim Walberg, is a congressman from Michigan. He has talked to many of his Democrat colleagues who have said they wouldn't vote for it if the CBO score was not what they said it would be. Well, it's not what they said it would be, but I'm going to guess, Congressman, that your Democrat colleagues are all going to vote for it anyway. Welcome back to the program. What do you think?
Steve, this would cost us zero, man.
Nice whispering.
This would cost us zero.
Zero.
Another lie. Another lie from our president.
Yeah.
He knew. I mean, he was in Congress for over 40 years.
Right.
He understands that anytime you spend something, it costs something. It's not zero. And this doesn't pay for itself. I mean, this is going to cost the United States more inflation, more loss of freedom and liberties, more loss of personal control of one's life, more jobs, more benefits that come from hard work and accountability as opposed to a government largesse taking away from taxpayers' wallets. This is a terrible thing. 21, as our leader McCarthy last night in his 8.5-hour speech, knowing that the national media isn't going to give the truth out there to the people, took that time to go over and over again what this is doing to our country and what this says. He said to 21 Democrats, you sent a letter. You sent a letter to your leadership saying we cannot allow the $80 million in there for 87,000 new IRS agents to snoop on our citizens.
Well, here's the thing, I want to weigh in on that, because the idea that somehow 87,000 IRS agents and $80 billion spent at the IRS, $80 billion, that's a lot of money, right? It seems to me that they're going to need something to do. And they're not just going to be investigating those making over $400,000 a year or the rich people to get them to pay their fair share. No, with that many new agents, they'll be talking to you and to me and to everyone, in fact. They'll make life hell for ordinary Americans.
Everyone who spends basically on average $28 per day that will go through their bank accounts. I mean, we're talking about $10,000 a year. They moved it from the $600 up to $10,000, trying to pull the wool over our eyes, when in fact $10,000, who doesn't spend $10,000 a year when they're paying for insurance, their mortgage policies? That runs through the bank. That gives those 87,000 IRS agents the opportunity to go in and audit you if they want to. And why are they doing that? To pay for this monstrosity. That's the only way it's going to be paid for, by finding more dollars in our pockets to take from us, to find out if we're hiding anything, and to pay off this monstrosity that takes away freedom for our country, that destroys our economy, that gives China the leg up even more than they have right now, and says, Russia, go ahead. You produced energy for the world, not us. And OPEC, would you please give us a little bit more fuel, because we need it. I mean, this is what we're talking about. And that's why Kevin McCarthy talked for eight hours and 32 minutes last night and this morning to try to give at least a chance for the American public to hear what's in the bill, because the Democrats were only giving us 10 minutes of debate time from our side of the aisle to speak with their 10 minutes. They wanted to push this through, and Kevin McCarthy said, no, you're not going to push it through. We're going to have a chance to talk on it, and I've got my magic minute, just like you, Nancy Pelosi. We'll see what she says today, but I don't think she's going to go 8 hours. She wants to get this vote out of the way, and so 8 o'clock when we're brought into session again, I would expect it move relatively
So
quickly.
Here's my question, though, Congressman. I mean, you know, and here's the thing. $376 billion is the deficit. That's not debt. Be clear about that. That's the shortfall that it creates, and so that shortfall occurs year after year after year, because they extend programs, and programs are eternal when they're created by the government, just about. So that's a lot bigger number than they're telling you. The other thing is, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, I had Grover Norquist on here a few minutes ago, and he said he doesn't think that this package will survive looking anything like it does in the Senate. So even if Nancy sends it through, which she's going to do her best to do, and the people like Gottheimer and others who said they wouldn't support it actually will. They'll be dishonest. But what do you think is the final incarnation of this spending debacle?
I don't know. It's up to right now. It's up to Manchin, and hopefully Mitt Romney and others who've gone south on us in the past won't do it again. It appears that they've got to Kyrsten Sinema, and you haven't heard much from her. So I'm afraid that they've got to her. They won't get this. They won't get this. But remember what Manchin is saying at $1.5 trillion. That's still the largest spending bill in the history of the United States. And it will spend on programs that have a lifespan, as you've said, that's eternal. Unless somehow the courage comes to the majority party, which I believe will be the Republicans in 2023, to stand just as firm, willing to lose our seats, if necessary, to end these programs before they expand over time. And that's the challenge that it's going to be. But no, I don't know what the number will be. I know it'll be $1.5 trillion or less. But again, that is the most expensive abuse of American taxpayers' dollars in the history of the United States.
The good news is, if Republicans have courage, come 2023, you're not required to spend that money. You don't have to.
Nope.
You can pull that back and say, you know what, we're not going to hire 87,000 IRS agents. Americans will celebrate in the streets, by the way, if you do that. We'll have less IRS agents, not more. That would be a celebration in the streets for many Americans. So it takes political courage, though, to do that. It takes political courage, which oftentimes, I'm sorry to say, the red team doesn't have either when they need it most.
I think it's changing because more and more people are coming from the Tea Party on up to the very present, whatever is called the conservative element that's said, I've had it. I'm over this. I'm going to stand up and fight. And so they're coming to Congress. I think we'll see more come into the Republican conference this next term. People like Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, and others will not be around. And we'll have an opportunity to fight back. I certainly am willing to put my neck on the line to say no to these programs. I mean, child care, well, great idea. But when you take away the work requirement, you make it an eternal welfare program and expand the welfare state. And why should you and me and our friends and neighbors be expected to pay for child care for someone who isn't required to work? I mean, that's issue. And, of course, the media and the Democrats are very good at crafting the word and the verbiage out there, making it look like we are killing mother apple pie and the girl next door in the process. We're going to have to be willing to stand up.
Yeah, and tell the truth.
You've seen my record. I'm willing to stand up and say, for the good of America, for my grandkids, great-grandkids, and yours as well, we've got to turn this back or else we'll be speaking Chinese or something else.
Well, Congressman, I got to leave it there. Let me just say this. Leave the apple pie out of it. Happy Thanksgiving. We probably won't talk until that's over. Thank you for being here, sir. I always appreciate it.
America is great. Be thankful for that.
There you
go. God bless
you. God bless you. Congressman Tim Walberg, everybody. I'll be back after this.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time, a super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskox.com.